there's something about this, I think, that we need to remember when we ask ourselves, do we need the Lord's Supper every week? There's a certain sense in which we preach about it as the heavenly banquet. And, you know, frankly, I don't need a banquet every week. I mean, I like to have a solid meal, but I don't need to have Christmas and Easter every week. On the other hand, I do need my daily bread. And on the other hand, you know, we need to have compassion on our brothers and say, you know, even if I don't want it every week, well, maybe my brother does. And maybe he not only wants it, maybe he desperately needs it. There are points in our lives in which we've got nothing else, when our world is falling in upon us, when you lose your job, when there's problems at home, when you've done a terrible thing and you can't believe there's any forgiveness for it, and you feel despair. When there are people who wake up saying, I just don't know if I can make it today. That Lord's Supper is also for them. It's not simply a heavenly banquet. So if I'm really hungry, please don't tell me the list of ingredients. Don't tell me where the sea bass came from. Don't tell me what the sauce is. Just give me some food. So also the Lord's Supper. It can be a banquet for one person, but for the next person, it's the very bread which they absolutely need to live. And I think we need to remember that when we think about, you know, how often we celebrate it. It's for people in desperate need. And if you're in desperate need, that's what the Lord's Supper is for you.